It's 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. This has been a day for cleanup and tending to the injured and the dead. After tornadoes in the Midwest and South, at least 21 people in six states have been killed, and the damage is heavy. Correspondent Christian Benavides.
Eyewitness video showed a massive tornado funnel swirling through the fields of Iowa, one of several states in the Midwest and South pounded by deadly storms that ripped apart homes and businesses, uprooted and splintered trees, and left some neighborhoods in ruins. In Little Rock, eyewitnesses recorded a large tornado as it moved towards buildings. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders declared a state of emergency and activated the National Guard.
We're going to do everything we can to make sure the people of our state are back on their feet again.
It's taken a buzzer-beater shot to end a Cinderella season at the NCAA Men's Final Four.
It's Butler with 2 seconds. He's got to put it up.
CBS's Jim Nance of San Diego State edged out Florida Atlantic 72-71. The Aztecs meet the winner of the ongoing Miami-UConn game Monday night. Longtime Dallas Mavericks star Dirk Nowitzki is among a dozen retired players and coaches in the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame's class of 23.
It's been a wonderful relationship with the Mavs fans and all the stuff that came to me the last few years with statue and the road, the street naming, and all that, the jersey retirement. I mean, so many amazing things that I'm so thankful for.
Greg Popovich, Tony Parker, Paul Gasol, Dwayne Wade, Becky Hammon among the headliners, along with legendary college coaches Jim Valvano, Gary Blair, and Gene Katie. Former President Donald Trump's arraignment coming up Tuesday. CBS's Michael George tells us what to expect and what not to.
His attorney says there will be no plea deal.
This is a case that would not have been brought against another individual in this country if his name wasn't Donald Trump.
CBS News has also learned Trump will not be handcuffed, but is expected to have his mugshot taken just before the arraignment.
And a Trump rival is defending the former president.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis spoke about the indictment in a speech to conservatives meeting in Pennsylvania. He accuses the Democratic prosecutor in New York, Alvin Bragg, of weaponizing the law.
He doesn't want to charge people with felonies. So now he turns around, purely for political purposes, and indicts a former president on misdemeanor offenses that they're straining to try to convert into felonies.
Sources tell CBS News that Trump is being charged with falsifying business records in the first degree, which is a felony. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older, 52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 16 overnight under clear skies, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 52. Mainly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 32. A dusting of snow Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Here come the bleeding eyes. Decide, won't the sea be shining?
With a double dip of Level Down. That was Last Breath. Apathy before that. The name of the album is called Between Hope and Hell. It's up on Bandcamp and all the other streaming networks. It's definitely worth a listen because it rocks. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker will be by later. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Original local hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin for the next 2 hours. Joel from 20 Minute Mission. He's going to stop in and say hello, tell us about the brand new album they have, and the CD release show coming up in Madison later this week. Also, we have new music on the way from Bad Year, The Takeaways, and Milwaukee's Jump the Bluff. Plus, we'll do The Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Go Play God, they had a show coming up on April 14th, but unfortunately Big John had foot surgery, so they had to bail out of that show. But don't worry, they're still booked for Bratfest coming up on May 26th. Here's their latest song, Weight in Salt. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah. found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Heavy with the takeaways and end up here. Their show coming up April 29th at the Crystal Corner Bar with Chicago's Flatfoot 56 and Something to Do. Bad Year before that with their song Blackout from their new album Faded Memories. Their next show is at the Rock and Roll High School Tribute to Punk at the Majestic Theater here in Madison on April 7th. That's with Bad Year playing tribute to Alkaline Trio. Some of the other bands playing in that show is Tug doing a Rancid tribute, Rocksteady featuring Kayla Cush doing a No Doubt tribute, and members of Granny Shot with Help Desk doing AFI, Common Threads doing a Blink 182 tribute, and The First Rule are going to smash out some Green Day for us. That's the Rock and Roll High School, Friday, April 7th at the Majestic. That's a pretty cool show right there. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape in Madison, choose IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, locally owned tavern with great food, brewed beer, and outdoor seating with live music. Get all the details at FullMileBeerCompany.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. We got Joel from 20 Minute Mission stopping in the studio in just a couple of minutes. Right now, some stoner rock from Subatomic on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock On Sin wants you. All genres of music invited. Rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country. Whatever style you play, this is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock Onsin on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock Onsin is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and made possible by the support of the Madison Area Music Association and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rock Onsin, youth garage bands rocking Wisconsin.
CBS News Brief. Severe storms across parts of the South and Midwest leave at least 22 people dead. CBS's Christian Benavides.
In multiple states, the tornadoes left tens of thousands of people without power. The powerful storms hit only hours after President Biden visited Rolling Fork, Mississippi, where tornadoes wiped out large parts of town last week.
San Diego State is heading to the NCAA men's basketball finals after edging out Florida Atlantic 72-71. San Diego's Lamont Butler scored at the buzzer.
They did a good job cutting me off. Once I looked up, it was 2 seconds left, so I knew I had to make a shot, and I got to a shot that I'm comfortable with, a one dribble pull up, and I'm just glad I went in.
Former President Donald Trump is expected to appear in a New York City courtroom Tuesday for his arraignment. Correspondent Michael George.
A source familiar with the indictment of Donald J. Trump tells CBS News the former president is being charged with falsifying business records in the first degree, a felony.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lierley helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
On a good day, you say I'm the picture of spontaneity. Then on a bad, you say I'm nothing but a flake.
Mm-hmm.
outsider's view just may be more pertinent for this time. Ditching the angles that we see and what enters our mind.
Palms from 20 Minute Mission on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Welcome to the show, everybody. Jimmy K and Rocker here. Be sure to check out the Max Inc. Radio podcast page up at civicmedia.us. You can hear the full shows from previous weeks, busted out interviews, and special content. It's all at civicmedia.us, Rocker.
Jimmy, 20 Minute Mission is a Madison-based punk post quartet, and their self-titled debut featured the song 29 Palms, which finished at number 7 in Max Inc.'s Top 41 of 2020. 20 Minute Mission's new album, Desiderium, features the song Words, which ironically was written while listening to the Top 41 broadcast on Max Inc. Radio. Here to tell us about 20 Minute Mission, the new album, the new single, and the release show is guitarist and singer Joel Gove. Joel, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Joel.
Thank you very much for having me. It's very appreciated all the support we get from local radio, so I'm happy to be here.
You know, for those who might not be familiar with 20 Minute Mission, tell us a little backstory on the band. I mean, you were a post-punk trio a little while ago, and you've added a new member, so let's get caught up.
Yeah, absolutely. So we started, 2019 as just a two-piece with just Mike and myself, eventually added Steve, and then COVID hit, and it put a stall to everything like everybody's.
Yeah.
And but we still were able to make two albums during that time, so it didn't totally stall. Just sort of progressing. Steve is actually a guitarist also, so we wanted to get him back to his roots. So we put out an ad. We were basically a band mixed ad. I mean, if band mix wanted to, a poster child, we could be it, because we're all band mix people, and that's how we met each other through that.
Wow.
And so eventually ran into Tim, our new bass player. Great. A lot of people might know him throughout town. He does a lot of open mics at the Locker Room. Actually, he does even more through Mickey's also. I know he does a Sunday night at Mickey's. But we picked him up maybe 3-4 months ago. I know, 2 weeks before our first rehearsal, Mike gave him our CD. He walked in, knew 4 songs already, and I thought we'd think we taught him like two more that night, and we probably had a full set within 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
That went pretty fast.
Yeah, and not that our songs are the most complicated or anything like that, but yeah, I was going to say it was just almost instantaneously he was able to pick everything up.
And it sounds like you all kind of really gelled together in a very short period of time as well.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say good personalities, all fit sort of together. I mean, we're in our 50s, so we take it seriously, but we don't, you know, we're not like too serious about it. We know, you know, we're not going to be rock stars or anything like that. You know, maybe someday we'd still have that spirit, but, you know, it's not, you know.
That describes Rocker and I perfectly. We're both in our 50s, and we're not going to be rock stars anytime soon either. Rocker.
Dude, I don't know, but, you know, I'm going to probably have to quit the show and go on tour with Iron Plow here. No, all jokes aside, we heard 29 Palms a few minutes ago, and it won number 7 on Max Inc. Radio's Top 41 of 2020. And we'll hear it in just a moment, but the new song Words was written while listening to the broadcast. So tell us about the origin story of Words.
Okay. So that New Year's Eve, my wife and I, you know, we basically planned the night around your guys' show. Tuned on. Yeah, yes. I was going to say tuned on. Decided we got this brand new game, 6-word memoir game, which, you know, is basically writing a story with only 6 words. And the person who's reading it has to fill in all the blanks. So you try to figure out the 6 most significant words of a story and put those down. And then, you know, like I said, the reader has to fill in all the blanks. So we started playing, you know, and, you know, Mike and I were the only 2 members of the band at the time. We both thought we'd come in like at 35 or something like that. You know, kept going 30, 20, 15, and my wife and I just kept playing this game. And, you know, I was even sitting there going, I don't even like this song that much. What is going on in that stuff? And finally it came in at 7. So, you know, we were sitting there, we listened to the rest of the show. I will side note, the best part about the show was hearing all the talent. I was going to say it was an amazing show. So many great songs and that stuff. But, so we got done with the night. My wife and I probably had at least 40 pages of 6-word memoirs. Wow. And with probably like 7 or 8 on each page, because obviously there are only 6 words in that stuff. So I was sitting here with this pile of paper and just sort of started piecing them together to see, you know, which ones sort of fit together with the song and that, or just sort of fit together into any song at that point. And after a while, I had the music for 6 words, and I was like, let's see what fits and works. The choruses, which are sung with me and my wonderful niece, Francesca, who does a great job, the female voice in that song, that is directly from that night. All those words.
Wow.
That's a great story. And you're right. I mean, obviously, I'm a little biased. I like the Top 41 because, you know, we host the show. But you're right. There's so much talent, so many awesome songs. And I love the participation of everybody getting together, voting for the stuff, and cheering for their favorite band or their favorite song.
It's a good thing that it went at number 7. If it would have went at 30, that would be a short song.
Yeah, exactly. And then the other stuff was, I mean, it's sort of an ode. The whole song is an ode to board games. And then, because another game my wife and I play when we watch movies is called, you know, it's Chekhov's Gun, trying to identify Chekhov's gun early on in the movie. And that's basically what the verses are about, that game that we play. So sort of a geeky song in its origins, to tell you the truth. Yeah.
Joe from 20 Minute Mission is here with us on Max and Kevy. Joe, tell us about the sophomore album, Desiderium, and the meaning behind the album name.
So Desiderium was named by our drummer, Mike, who is a major in the Army. And it is, I mean, by definition, Desiderium is longing for a past. And that's basically what it was about. He, you know, it's a little backstory. It's with one of his buddies who he's very good friends with, was with him when he got shot. And so it's, you know, this longing, you know, and even though it's a hard, he's had some hard times being in the Army and that, he still has this very much of a longing to get back with his friends in the Army, and the camaraderie that he's built in the Army is, you know, probably the most meaningful thing to him. Yeah, I mean, outside of his family. Sorry, Stephanie and kids.
Right.
And that stuff. So it's just about longing for the past. And then we were having trouble getting art done And then we sort of got artwork, because originally the album was not supposed to be named that. We got some artwork in. I showed the artwork to some friends, and like, and it's a robot with this expression on his face. I was like, what does this say to you? And like everybody said, well, it looks like he has a longing look in his face. And so like I was like, it's sort of like the pitcher wrote the story. I was like, well, I guess that should, Desert Dream should be the name of the album then. So
where did the artwork come from?
Is a friend of mine I met when I was in Lisbon, Portugal, actually. And before I was in the band, I contacted her. She's done album covers I've seen. Contacted her, basically was commissioned work. Asked her if she could, you know, gave her some ideas. She wrote it or drew it up and sent it to us and that, so...
Nice. And of course, 20-Minute Mission, your guys' release show is coming up April 8th at the Locker Room here on Madison's East Side. Tell us who's on the bill.
It'll be us. From Milwaukee, it'll be Jump the Bluff, and then another Madison band called Mother Material. They've been playing out on Northside, played Beer Rock a few times and that.
Nice. In the Locker Room, nice little venue on Madison's North Side off of North Sherman.
Yeah, I was going to say right behind the Esquire Club. Should be a pretty nice and intimate occasion. Hopefully get quite a few people there.
Nice. And the new album is going to be up online, I'm assuming, everywhere, right?
Yep, it'll be up earlier that week. And then we will have hard copies on the 8th if somebody is interested, along with some other new merch, hopefully. Sort of came up out of the blue. We sort of got everything together, really came together really good at the end. Recorded the album at Maximum Inc., mastered at Megatone, Megatone by Paul, and mastered by Dan at Megatone, and then reproduced over at Super Duper on the East Side.
Dude, how cool was it work with Sluder?
Oh, it's awesome. I was going to say, I love my time with Paul. Great idea person. I've never, you know, he's going to say gives good ideas, but he never pushes them on you. So, no, it's perfect work situation.
And, you know, as a musician and being in a band, having your work done at a quality studio like Megatone and the master Sluder. I mean, we play a lot of music that comes out of Megatone Rocker, and it always sounds so good.
Megatone is very prolific when it comes to music production. I mean, they put out a lot of really good stuff.
Yeah. And with Paul being in so many different styles of bands also, I mean, he just can draw from, you know, country, rock, metal, and all that stuff, which, like I said, great to work with them.
Funny you said country first.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, Rocker and I, we often laugh about that because, you know, Rocker knows him from Last Crack, you know?
Yeah.
You know, rock and roll, stoner rock of the 90s, I guess.
And now he's a married guy playing in a country band.
Yeah.
How'd that happen? Hey, Joe. Thanks to you so much for taking the time to come in and speak with us tonight. We really appreciate it. Let's take a listen to the new single from 20 Minute Mission's third album, Desiderium. And this is Words on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Joel from 20 Minute Mission. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Mission with Room 8 on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Words before that. Thanks to Joel for stopping in tonight. Hey, stick around. We got Essential Last Crack coming up, plus another hour of great local hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin. 20 Minute Mission's CD release party is happening at the Locker Room on Saturday, April 8th with Mother Material and this band right here out of Milwaukee. They're called Jump the Bluff. Here's their new song called Yellow Armband on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Yellow armband. You're driving. You're hungry. You've just picked up some fast food, and its deep-fried deliciousness is wafting through your vehicle. A voice inside your head urges you to take a bite. You resist, but then the voice takes over and becomes the distractor.
Wow, that smells good. Burger, fries, and a shake?
Uh-huh.
Well, then why aren't you eating?
I'm driving.
Nice to meet you, driving. I'm the distractor. And if you're not gonna eat that burger, I am.
What? No!
Yum.
Give me that.
Mmm. Fries? Milkshake?
Mmm! See what you made me do!
You did it yourself, pal. Gotta run.
Focus on driving, not the distractor. Visit witrafficsafety.org/distracteddriving for more information.
Check, please.
Sponsored WFHR, by the Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.